from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Danny hate it? Okay. The way the game's going to work is, I'll bring you on, say hello, we'll exchange pleasantries. I'll ask if you know how the game is played. You'll say yes, presumably. Then Darius will give you the topic, item, point of discussion, news-related story, whatever, and you will have to guess whether or not I hate it. If you guess correctly, two times, you will win a pair of Dave Matthews Band tickets. Everybody with me? 800-636-1067. So give us a call. Talk to Ryan, get yourself in the queue, and you will have a chance to win. I want to remind you guys, as the exclusive sponsor for our show, the law firm of Kadorian Morod can guide you and your family in the right direction by helping you draft your will, set up a revocable trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you to score yourself a great discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Also, a special welcome and hello and bienvenue to our friends in Richmond, 910 The Fan, down there in the capital of the Commonwealth, anywhere in the world, on the old Odyssey app. All right? So, Darius, you have topics at the ready. I do not know what these topics are, correct?
That is correct. You are unaware of all these topics.
Blissfully unaware. I will be reacting in real time, as will you. All right? So, you get these right, you'll have won two tickets to Dave Matthews Band Saturday, July 13th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. All right, somebody drops off. Give us a call, 800-636-1067. Our first contestant, Warren in Front Royal. Warren, good afternoon. You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Danny? How you doing?
Not much, my friend. I'm very well. Do you understand how the game is played?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Darius, our first topic for Does Danny Hate It?
Warren in Front Royal, does Danny hate go-karts? Does Danny hate go-karting?
No, I'm going to say he likes go-karting.
Warren, that is correct. Go-karting rules. In fact, I was banned from the Kissimmee St. Cloud go-karting track for 2 years in high school because on our spring training trip in Florida, after they said, please no more bumping, my friend John was driving ahead of me, and I 100% bumped him on purpose, and they put my picture up and banned me, and it broke my heart. I couldn't go the following year. Go-karting rules. You are one for one. You get this one right. You're going to Dave Matthews Band. Darius, go ahead.
All right, Warren. This is for the Dave Matthews Band tickets. Warren, does Danny hate outlet malls? That would be outlet malls.
I'm going to say he likes outlet malls.
Warren, you know your host. You know it, buddy. I love outlet malls. I love them. The idea that I'm going to get a good deal in one place, let's all go to outlet malls, bro. Let's do the show from the outlet malls in Leesburg. Warren, stay on hold for me because you won. Wait, hold on, that didn't work. Let me see.
Thank you.
Warren, hold on. Now he's on hold. He's on hold now? That's how you do it, Warren. That's how you debate.
How about Warren?
You pick a topic and you go with it. You research it. By the way, Great suggestions.
Thank you.
I love both those things. As a fun-loving guy that's known for how much I like, how warm and big my heart is, and like the big spectrum of things that I really, really like and care for, those are two great ones.
I think this makes you look good sometimes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. That's one pair. We got two more pairs to go. Jeff in Alexandria, you are on, sir. Do you know how the game is played? Oh, wait, did I put him on? Hold on. There it is. Jeff, Alexandria, what's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going?
You understand how the game is played, sir?
I do.
Very well. Darius, let's play Does Danny Hate It?
Jeff in Alexandria, does Danny hate motorcycles? Does Danny hate motorcycles, Jeff?
Vehemently. He hates them.
By the way, we're 3 for 3. I can't stand them. I can't stand them. Why do you think you get to go between two cars, bro? What is that all about? Like, you're driving just like the rest of us are driving. It's the same road, all right? Like, you're both intimidating and terrifying. Like, I don't know. Like, if I mess up, then you're dead. Like, I can't stand the motorcycle. So out on motorcycles. This, by the way, our listeners really know me. This is flattering. Jeff, you get one more right, you're going to Dave Matthews Band. Darius, go ahead.
For the Dave Matthews Band tickets, Jeff, does Danny hate the wonderful, delicious summer treat known as Dippin' Dots? Does Danny hate Dippin' Dots?
Absolutely hates it.
Jeff, you're going to Dave Matthews, man. This is unbelievable. Everyone's got these. Are these too easy? Here, put them on hold. It's not working. My thing's not working. Don't isolate that. Yeah. You know why I hate Dippin' Dots? I got to get them 3 times every time I go to Nats Park with one of my kids. What are they? What actually is it? You see what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. I know that by 4 seconds in, it's like a weird juice down at the bottom of the Dippin' Dots. I can't stand them. They taste fine. It's not the ice cream of the future anymore. You've been saying that for 2 decades. What even are you? What are you? I want to know what you are. Jeff's going to Dave Matthews Band. 2 tickets to Dave Matthews Band, Saturday, July 13th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Jeff is going.
Warren's going.
Warren's going.
We're just sending people to Dave Matthews Band.
All right, we got one more pair left. I thought people would miss some of these. We're 4 for 4. That's either a compliment to me as an open book that's really honest and shares with you guys, or I don't want to think about the alternative. All right, Ricky in Rockville. Ricky, what's up, man? You're on.
What's up, Dan?
How you doing, my friend? You know how the game is played?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Ricky, let's play Does Danny Hate It? Darius, what do you got?
Ricky, does Danny hate mini golf? Does Danny hate playing mini golf?
Yeah, Danny's not a fan.
Ricky, I'm so sorry. This is our first miss. I am a mini golf guy. Every year at the beach with my son, we have a special invitational mini golf tournament for him, myself, and my brother-in-law. Rarely, one of his female cousins will get invited. It's usually just the dudes, but I'm a mini golf guy. I mini golf at my bachelor party. I mini golf anytime it's not too hot. I like, especially get a course with some shade or like a pirate's wheel. I don't know what a pirate's wheel is exactly, but like any kind of, like I'm all into it. I love the mini golf. I love to like set up over a putt and pretend that like this is the Masters, you know, and I do the thing where like I Tiger Woods point at it as it's going in. I keep score. I keep score. I assign penalty strokes.
I feel like it's something competitive, so of course you like it.
Exactly. Yeah. That was our first miss. They made me feel a little bit better. Sorry, Ricky and Rockville. Keith and Laurel, you're on the fam. You know how to play?
Hey, guys. Yeah, sure.
Very well. Let us do this together. Darius, let's play Does Danny Hate It?
Keith, does Danny hate getting a spa treatment? Does Danny hate getting a spa treatment?
I'll say he likes it.
You are correct, Keith. It's divine. If I was rich, this is what I would spend my money on. Like, not necessarily like a big house or fancy car or whatever. I would spend it on this. The massage, the pampering, the scalp things. I did one the other day. Not the other day. This was a while ago. At Grooming Lounge. I had a gift card that somebody gave me. This lady's just working on my face. She's popping stuff. She's with her super strong fingers. I mean, all the blackheads. Oh, just nasty. But I loved it, Keith. I was like, I'm in heaven. I'm a CEO. It felt like I was a king. I love a spa treatment. Keith, if you get this one right, you're going to Dave Matthews Band. Darius, go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Dave Matthews Band tickets, Keith, does Danny hate playing music on a public beach? That'll be playing music on a public beach, Keith.
Oh, I'll say he likes it.
Keith, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Why am I listening to your music? You see what I'm saying? Why am I listening to your music? And then if I'm doing it, now I'm the one that I'm insisting you listen to mine? No. We're in a shared space here, bro. If this is your private pool, by all means, blast your tunes. Oh, I got this great 90s mix. Oh, this is early 2000s. Lit's on here. That's cool, man. If you're in public, oh, I got a full send flag and a margarita machine, said the noisy, selfish people. No. Let's keep it quiet. Let's keep that noise level down. Beach is enough. Let the ambiance of the waves crash over you, okay? Put your toes in the sand. Listen to the ocean. You got a podcast or something? Pop your pods in. No. We're not playing loud music on the beach. That's a no from me, dog. Tough one. Todd in Bristow, you're next up, sir. You know how the game is played?
I do.
Very well, Todd. Let's play. Does Danny hate it? Darius, what do you got?
Todd's out there by Jiffy Loop Live. How about that?
Yeah, it's right around the corner from you, Todd.
Look at that. Todd, does Danny hate booze cruises? That'll be booze cruises.
Danny hates booze cruises.
That is correct, Todd. I'm not 21. I am in my mid-40s. I don't need that anymore. Why are you yelling at me? You're not that funny with a Hawaiian shirt and oversized glasses and a headband on, Keegan. All right, settle down. Do something else with your life. Get an internship. All right, buddy? Thank you, Todd. You're correct about that. When you get this one right, you're going to Dave Matthews Band.
For the Dave Matthews Band tickets, does Danny hate custom sports jerseys? Yeah. If I need to clarify, that'll be jerseys with, say, your last name on it instead of a player's name.
Yep. I believe Danny hates custom jerseys.
Put Todd on hold because he's going to Dave Matthews Band. He's 100% correct. Wow. That is so right. That is so accurate. What a colossal waste of money. What a stupid, silly thing. You're trying to get like some sort of sexual pun past the censors at NFL.com. Oh, you're so clever. That's amazing. Wait, it's your last name? Don't do that. Now, the only caveat is you got something cool for a little kid, right? Like, let's say you're part of a little league team, right? You're 7 and 8 year old, and you got Nationals jerseys, and it's like got their nickname on the back, and they feel like cool, and they want to come back and watch some baseball. Fine. A grown up with a custom jersey. Stop it. All right, those are our three pairs. I welcome anyone else to come play. But I want you to be aware you're playing for nothing.
Yeah, we got a few more categories.
We got a few more minutes, few more categories. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Lewis in D.C. Lewis, how are you?
Good. First-time caller.
Oh, welcome. We have something in case that this happens, don't we?
Hit that!
Now, Lewis, you're aware you're playing for absolutely nothing other than the joy of competing.
Absolutely nothing. The joy of competing.
I love that from you, Lewis.
Let's do this, baby.
Good spirit, good attitude. You know how the game is played. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's play Does Danny Hate It? Dare Stammer.
Lewis, does Danny hate food trucks? Does Danny hate food trucks?
Danny loves food trucks.
Lewis is so correct. What do you mean? I don't have to go anywhere? I'll eat it on a picnic table? It's fried and it's good and it's right here? You accept credit cards? Yes, food trucks. All about the food truck. Give me a place where there's a bunch of food trucks. Like when the Nats go out of town and there's that food truck convention every once in a while at the bullpen. At the bullpen.
So great.
Let's walk over to the food truck place. The only hard part is deciding what to eat, and that's why I eat three different or four different, sometimes six different things. Lewis, you're correct. Again, you have a chance for nothing here. Let's play one more round.
This is serious.
Yeah, this is very serious stuff. It's for absolutely nothing. The grand prize of nothing. Darius, let's play.
Lewis, to win absolutely nothing,
nothing
here. Does Danny hate fishing? Does Danny hate fishing?
For absolutely nothing, Danny absolutely hates fishing.
Oh, Lewis, I am so sorry. I love fishing. I love it. Well, I never go. I mean, I haven't been in a long time. Kids will do that too. You got to make sacrifices. You give some stuff up. There is not that much better than kind of that slow rhythmic repetition. Reeling in. Casting out. Reeling in. Catching something to thrill. Now, I will say I hate fishing at the beach. And I hate it when people fish at the beach. My kids are swimming right there, dude. I don't need a hook in my 6-year-old's biscuits. Thank you. Please don't do that. Please stop fishing at the beach when people are trying to hang out by the beach. There's an early morning time and an evening time when no one's hanging out. When people are hanging out, now I got to walk around your fishing line. You put that little pole in the ground, and now I got to like duck under it one time because there's like a wind blowing. Don't do that. But the lake fishing, hanging out in a boat, some of my fondest memories with my grandfather and my uncle as a kid, and I was terrible at it. I had no idea what I was doing, but fly fishing in the river in West Virginia, oh, dude, it's poetry. You're snapping snapping your line, that green line just so, flicking it in a certain way. I've watched the river runs through it 7,000 times because it's kind of about fly fishing. I love fishing. I also love eating fish and crabs and shrimp and lobsters. Charles in Highland. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well. Do you want to play the game for absolutely nothing?
Go for it.
This is for absolutely nothing. Charles and Highland, again, if you win this, you get nothing. Darius, let's play Does Danny Hate It?
Charles, does Danny hate fireworks in his neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a layup. Come on. Hey, best case scenario, no one loses a finger. Nope. Professionals, please. Let the professionals do it and make it far away from me. Charles, you get me and you get how this game goes. Grand prize here, chance to win absolutely nothing. Darius, go.
Here it is. Here it is, Charles. For absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Does Danny hate guided tours? That'll be guided tours.
Yes.
Charles, that's a tough one. I actually don't hate guided tours. Now, my pops for years was actually a DC tour guide. I love information. What I love is knowing the thing. In fact, this is one of my least attractive qualities. It's why people get tired of me an awful lot. They get annoyed because I'm like, actually, here's the bit of info. So if I can get that info and then pass it off like I just happen to know it, that's pretty good. The actual designer of the Lincoln Memorial started off doing this, but then he ended up with give me that. Give me the guided tour. I love information. Kyle. Chesapeake. Hey, Kyle. Kyle, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you want to play Does Danny Hate It for absolutely nothing?
Sure, absolutely. I will. I'm stuck in traffic, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Why not? That's the dude we want, Kyle. I love it. Darius, let's play Does Danny Hate It.
All right. Does Danny hate watching his favorite sports team at a public bar or restaurant?
I want to say he likes.
Ooh, Kyle, you hate to see it. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Nope. I can't have it. I can't. What are you talking? No, the team. The team's playing. Shh. Focus. home, surround sound, my TV, quiet. Don't bother me, children. Andrew in Damascus. Andrew, what's up, dude?
Great. How you doing, Danny?
I'm well, my friend. Let's play Does Danny Hate It for Absolutely Nothing for Andrew in Damascus. Let's go.
Andrew, does Danny hate carnivals?
What was it?
Carnivals.
Oh, carnivals. Oh, he's got kids. He's into it.
Nope. Andrew, I love you, pal. You're my guy, but no. That's a no. Mm-mm. Nope. I can't feel like I'm getting conned. I feel like everybody's reaching in my pocket. Not literally, figuratively. You know what I mean? I feel like everything's a way to separate me from my money. I don't feel like the value's there. It's always hot. The kids are always in a cranky mood. No, not a carnival guy. You're going to guess my weight? It's too big. I don't want to be that number. I don't want to find out from you. What am I driving around in circles? I'm trying to put a ping pong ball in a milk bottle. No. The rims are too tight when I'm doing the shooting thing. The milk jar is like stuck to the deal when I'm throwing the baseball at it. I can't. Good rounds, by the way, of Does Danny Hate It? I thought that was really good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.